Well, in many parts of the country, cicadas emerge from the ground every 17 years. But this spring in the Washington, D.C. area, thousands of them have been showing up 4 years ahead of schedule. Jacob Fenston from Here and Now contributor WAMU reports.
If you've lived through a big cicada year, you can probably remember the deafening roar they make. But this is what a single cicada sounds like just after it emerges from the earth.
Okay, well, this guy I picked off my neighbor's pin oak tree this morning. There were literally thousands on that tree today.
Mike Raup is an entomology professor at the University of Maryland, known as the bug guy. He's squeezing the cicada to make it sing as its beady red eyes glint in the sun. The creature has been underground for the past 13 years, growing and sustaining itself by sucking the juice from tree roots. Now it will live for just a few weeks out in the open air.
We're going to see romance in the treetops. We're going to see mating rituals.
Very noisy mating rituals. Then the adults will die and the baby nymphs will drop from the treetops to burrow underground for another dozen plus years.
So it's got all the elements. It's got drama. It has birth. It has death. It's just a spectacular natural event. All elements of nature are seen right here in these periodical cicadas.
There are cicadas every summer in D.C. and lots of the country. Those insects are known as annual cicadas, and you hear them later in the summer. But periodical cicadas only appear in Washington every 17 years as part of Brood 10. Their last emergence was in 2004, so their next appearance should be in 2021. So for a lot of people, it was a bit of a surprise to see at least some of that brood coming out 4 years early. Gene Kritsky was not one of those people.
Back in 1991, well, they go back even further.
Kritsky is an entomology professor in Ohio at Mount St. Joseph University. Back in the 90s, he and his students were digging up cicadas all over the state. They knew exactly how far along the bugs should be in their 17-year development.
And much to my surprise, they were growing faster.
Every year, they were bigger than they should have been.
Then in the year 2000, I went on Cincinnati television and said, I'm expecting cicadas to come out 4 years early. And they did, in big numbers.
Now, 17 years later, he says the same thing's happening as he expected it would, and he thinks it's related to higher ground temperatures due to climate change.
We can't say what's causing that increase in temperature, but we know from everything from USDA growing charts to weather, historical weather data, that indeed we are having warmer temperatures, and the cicadas are responding accordingly.
But another reason we're seeing more cicadas may be that we're looking for them more. John Cooley is a researcher at the University of Connecticut and runs the website magiscicada.org, which crowdsources cicada spottings. He says if you zoom in on Washington on the website's map right now, the region is completely obscured by little cicada icons.
So many reports are coming in from Washington, they're actually knocking off the reports from the real Brood 6 down in North Carolina.
The real Brood 6 is the one that's expected this year south of the Washington, D.C. region, and that will number in the billions of bugs. Cooley suspects a bias in his crowdsourced data. In places where people are plugged in and highly educated, they're more likely to go online and report cicada sightings. Plus, this is Washington, so cicadas can seem to take on an added significance.
There's always this sort of mythology around them that they are harbingers of bad or war or something like that. So that when they come out in Washington, D.C., it gets people into a bit of a stir.
It's also exciting for people who study bugs, says Mike Raup at the University of Maryland.
Whenever the cicadas are out, man, it's like our field day. There's nothing else like this in the entire universe. So for entomologists, I think this is our Super Bowl, kind of.
The real Super Bowl will come in 4 years when billions of Brood 10 cicadas emerge. This year is more like a scrimmage. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston in Washington.